rest of the story. One day, little Sue, freshly graduated from Garden City High School, announced that she was leaving home. Her parents, dumbfounded, awaited further explanation. She was moving to New York City, she said. She would take an apartment there and pursue the career of her dreams. She would become an actress. Well, Sue's Swedish mother interposed herself between her daughter and the door, and she said, "You are not leaving this house." Well, it was a long, tearful discussion. The family finally compromised. Sue would attend Marymount College, an all-girls Catholic school. She would complete her education. And then she'd be allowed to decide about the rest of her life. What Mother and Dad had thought was that Sue would perhaps become a drama teacher, would get married, would then fill up a church pew with children, live serenely, normally, happily ever after. But this is the rest of the story. Sue went to Marymount, but immersed herself in everything that had anything to do with the drama. In fact, while she was still in college, she was shopping for an agent. And then when at last Sue received her Bachelor of Arts degree, she headed out in the direction of whatever show business experience she could get, even if it meant working as a color girl at CBS. That meant sitting on a stool in front of a camera all day, while lighting technicians fine-tuned their equipment, using her as a sort of a model for the real-life actress who was to come along later. There was one job that Sue refused even to audition for. I said there was one job for which Sue refused even to audition. And the producers kept calling her back 3, 4, 5 times, but Sue drew the line. Not interested. Some things in show business one simply had to avoid. But she pursued everything else. Modeling, commercials, regional theater, Broadway understudy jobs, the usual assortment of condescensions aspiring actresses willingly endure. And yet this other opportunity continued to knock. The same producer, same job. Now 6 times, 7, 8, 9 requests for Sue, please, to audition. Still, it did not feel right. By now, Sue is 21. She's in the middle of shooting a B-movie entitled Daddy, You Kill Me. When the same producers of that same project called back again 10 times, 11 times, 12, 13 times, and finally on the 14th invitation to audition, Sue accepted. She went in. She got the job. She's had that same job ever since. Once upon a time, there was a schoolgirl who knew precisely what she wanted to do, but hadn't the slightest idea how she was going to do it. In a sense, you decided that for her by continuing to tune in faithfully 5 days a week since January of 1970 to an ABC daytime soap opera destined to break all records. For 23 years, you've recognized the actress and relished the adventures of her character, Erica Kane, but now you know that it took 14 overtures by the producers of All My Children to interest a naive, aspiring actress named Susan Lucci. Because now you know the rest of the story.